The healthcare legislation in front of the Senate could allow states to redefine what insurance covers. And that could mean returning to the days of lifetime limits. That's a cap on how much insurers will pay certain expensive patients. WFAE's Alex Olgan met a six-year-old who may have already hit her limit.
On this day, six-year-old Clara Hardy's biggest struggle is holding her breath long enough to touch the bottom of the neighborhood pool.
You didn't quite make it to the bottom that time.
But immediately after she was born in 2011, she couldn't even breathe on her own because she had a serious birth defect. As she explains it,
on day 8, the surgeons cut me open. Everything that was in my chest got moved back to my belly.
Clara reads her story from a construction paper book she wrote and illustrated in crayon with a little bit of help from mom, Chrissy.
We were told more than once that she would not survive.
But after many procedures that Chrissy says cost more than $1 million, she finally got to cradle her baby.
She was born 2 months before I turned 30, and we held her for the first time on the day before my 30th birthday.
At the time, she had health insurance through her job as a public school teacher, so the family's out-of-pocket costs were just $10,000. But under the GOP proposal, the Hardys could be on the hook for a lot more. It gives states wiggle room on Obamacare's essential health benefits, and that leaves the door open to insurers to charge more and even bring back lifetime caps on how much they'd pay. The details are up in the air, but Clara's dad, Robert, is worried.
I don't really know what that limit would be, but there's a very good chance that she's probably already hit it.
The mistaken impression is that if lifetime caps are established, people won't use health care beyond those caps, but that's not realistic.
That's Julie Henry with the North Carolina Hospital Association. She says hospitals would likely have to absorb those losses, and that means spreading out the cost among their other patients. Matt Fiedler is with the Brookings Institution, a left-leaning think tank. He warns that the problem of lifetime limits could spread quickly because large companies that offer health insurance could choose the essential health benefits from whatever state they want.
If you are an employer with, say, 150 employees, so you're buying large group market coverage, you're entirely in Pennsylvania, you can choose Mississippi's definition of essential health benefits for the purposes of the lifetime limit provision.
For people buying plans from the exchanges, they're likely limited to what their state is willing to cover.
If a benefit were no longer essential health benefits, you would probably not have plans that offered that type of coverage without an annual or lifetime limit. So it's just people would just have no place to go.
The Hardys now get insurance through the exchange, which they say is their most expensive monthly bill. Neither North Carolina senator has responded to requests for comment, but Senator Richard Burr released a statement last week saying he's encouraged the bill keeps protections for those with pre-existing conditions. But Robert Hardy is worried that he may end up footing a substantial portion of future medical expenses Clara could incur because her past health problem.
I would like to be able to be in a situation where I knew that I didn't have to worry if I was going to face a decision to bet my financial security against my child's health.
His rambunctious, smiling daughter lifts her pink shirt a little to show me a scar that cuts diagonally across her entire stomach.
My scar on my tummy makes me proud. It is a reminder that I am tough and I can do hard things.
For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Clemens.